Now that the dust is settled and the construction is finished, James and the Giant Peach is in full production.
We call New York the Big Apple, but this is the stone of a giant peach.
For the past few weeks, audiences have gathered in the small CHMO theater in the SIU Communications Building.
Good afternoon, Auntie Sponge.
What's good about it, you disgusting little beast?
The show will end next week, but it's left a lasting impression on audience members young.
I liked it. I thought the worm was really funny.
And not so young.
I love the show. I was expecting it to be a little kiddish, but I'm 15 and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Actor Vincent Hale plays the grasshopper and the reporter. He says with only 8 actors playing all of the roles, the 1-hour performance can be exhausting.
And it takes so much energy. I am like pouring with sweat right now after the show, but it's worth it to see the smiles and the gleam in the kids' eyes and even their parents' eyes. It's so worth all the effort that we exude on the stage to make sure that they're having a great time.
James! Yeah! Move! See that peach? Climb up and pick it!
Yes, Auntie Sponge.
And don't you dare nibble it either. It's ours.
Yes, Auntie Spider.
Play director Wes Drummond says part of the great time comes from the audience getting the chance to be part of the show.
It is very interactive, and it will be interactive with the audience as well. Some of the kids will be asked to come on stage and maybe knock on a door, or they might be in control of the water once the peach is in the sea. There's a lot of cool surprises where the kids are interacting with the actors, but I don't want to give them all away.
Breaking the fourth wall is something that got Alexis Jones to really enjoy the show.
It was really cool. There was a lot of interactive stuff, especially with the younger kids, and I thought it was a great show if people have never gone to a play before, because it didn't let you just sit there, it lets you actually interact.
Keegan Schlosser came with her friend Alexis to see the show. She also loved the interaction.
I loved it. I was waiting for them to bring me up to the peach, but they didn't.
Look! It's bulging!
It's sweating!
It's growing!
It's bigger than a melon!
It's fatter than a puppy! It's hotter than a hot air balloon!
The show is so much fun. It's so whimsical and lively. It's really eye candy for anybody that's going to come to watch it. It's so much to see on the stage. All the colors, all the costume changes, all the lighting cues, the peach revolving around. It's really exciting.
We may see a creature with 49 heads who lives in the desolate snow.
My favorite part were the 2 songs that they sang. I was thinking it was just going to be a play, but the music added a lot of fun.
The centerpiece of the performance is the peach itself. At over 8 feet tall and able to spin around, it adds a new element of synergy with the audience and the cast.
A completely different outlook and atmosphere on the stage. Like, you had the house, and then you have just the peach, and then you have New York City, and all of that being able to be incorporated into just one set piece is pretty exciting.
A giant spinning peach, frequent costume changes, and a small cast make this show high energy and upbeat.
I say it's something that we look forward to as actors, to be able to play as many characters and as many roles as we possibly can, especially in one show. It just keeps your chops up and it makes you think on your feet and make sure that you're presenting a fresh show for the audience every single time.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.